1 Kings chapter 18. And it came to pass after many days, that the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show yourself to Ahab. And I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself to Ahab. And there was a terrible famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, who was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord, Jehovah, greatly. Because it was, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, Jehovah, that Obadiah took 100 prophets, and hid them by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said to Obadiah, Go into the land, to all fountains of water, and to all brooks. Perhaps we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we not lose all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, indeed, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Are you my lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go, tell your lord, look. Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned, that you would deliver your servant into the hand of Ahab, to kill me? As the Lord, Jehovah, your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom, where my Lord has not sent to seek you. And when they said, He is not there. He took an oath of the kingdom and nation, that they did not find you. And now you say, Go, tell your Lord, see. Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from you, that the Spirit of the Lord, Jehovah, shall carry you where I do not know. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find you, he shall kill me, but I your servant have feared. Revered. The Lord, Jehovah, from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord, Jehovah, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's, Jehovah's, prophets by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now you say, Go, tell your Lord, see. Elijah is here. And he shall kill me. And Elijah said, As the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, lives, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself to him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab, and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, Are you he who troubles Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel. But you, and your father's house, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, Jehovah, and you have followed Balaam. Now therefore send, and gather to me all Israel to Mount Carmel, and the 450 prophets of Baal, and the 400 prophets of the groves, who eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent to all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together to Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people, and said, How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord, Jehovah, is God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people did not answer him a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord, Jehovah, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bulls. And let them choose one bull for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bull, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, Jehovah, and the God who answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, Choose for yourselves one bull, and dress it first, because you are many. And call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under it. And they took the bull which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leapt upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon, that Elijah mocked them, and said, Cry aloud. Because he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or perhaps he sleeps, and must be awakened. And they cried aloud, and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, 3 p.m., that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said to all the people, Come near to me. And all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord, Jehovah, that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came, saying, Israel shall be your name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, Jehovah, and he made a trench all around the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed, about 12.5 bushels, 120 gallons, 444 liters. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bull in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran all around the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, 3 p.m., that Elijah the prophet came near, and said, Lord, Jehovah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, Jehovah, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord, Jehovah, God, and that you have turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord, Jehovah, fell, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, Jehovah, He is the God, the Lord, Jehovah, He is the God. And Elijah said to them, Take the prophets of Baal. Let not one of them escape. And they took them. And Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and killed them there. And Elijah said to Ahab, Get yourself up, eat and drink. Because there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees. And said to his servant, Go up now, look towards the Mediterranean Sea. And he went up, and looked, and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, that he said, Look. There arises a little cloud out of the Mediterranean Sea, like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say to Ahab. Prepare your chariot, and get yourself down, that the rain not stop you. And it came to pass in the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode, and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord, Jehovah, was on Elijah. And he tied his belt around his waist, and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.